The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit is reporting 142 new COVID-19 cases in its latest update published Friday, December 17. New cases reported today include Collingwood, 3, one person between 35 and 44 years old, and two people between 45 and 64 years old. One case is linked to close contact transmission and the rest are under investigation. Wasaga Beach, 1, one person between 35 and 44 years old whose case is still under investigation. Barrie, 63, 12 youth under 18 years old, 15 people between 18 and 34 years old, 11 people between 35 and 44 years old, 19 people between 45 and 64 years old, 5 people between 65 and 79 years old, and one person over 79 years old. Three cases are outbreak-related, two cases are linked to close contact transmission, three are listed as community-acquired, no known link, one case is linked to travel, and the rest are still under investigation. Springwater, 11, three youth under 18 years old, two people between 18 and 34 years old, two people between 35 and 44 years old, and two people between 45 and 64 years old, and two people between 65 and 79 years old. Two cases are outbreak-related, one is close contact, and the rest are still under investigation. Innisfil, 11, three youth under 18 years old, four people between 18 and 34 years old, three people between 35 and 44 years old, and one person between 45 and 64 years old. All 11 cases are still under investigation. Bradford, 9, two youth under 18 years old, two people between 18 and 34 years old, two people between 35 and 44 years old, one person between 45 and 64 years old, one person between 65 and 79 years old, and one person over 79 years old. One case is outbreak-related, one is close contact, one is listed as community-acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Orillia, 7, three people between 18 and 34 years old, one person between 35 and 44 years old, one person between 45 and 64 years old, one person between 65 and 79 years old, and one person over 79 years old. One case is outbreak-related and the rest are under investigation. Oro Medonte, 7, two youth under 18 years old, one person between 18 and 34 years old, one person between 35 and 44 years old, and three people between 45 and 64 years old. One case is outbreak-related and the rest are still under investigation. Severn, 3, one person between 18 and 34 years old and two people between 35 and 44 years old. All three cases are still under investigation. Midland, 1, one youth under 18 years old whose case is still under investigation. Tay, 1, one person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is still under investigation. Tiny, 3, one youth under 18 years old and two people between 45 and 64 years old whose cases are still under investigation. New Tecumseth, 3, one youth under 18 years old and two people between 18 and 34 years old. All three cases are still under investigation. Issa, 4, two people between 35 and 44 years old, one person between 45 and 64 years old and one person between 65 and 79 years old. All four cases are under investigation. Muskoka District, 15, 1 in Bracebridge, 1 in Georgian Bay, 2 in Gravenhurst, 10 in Huntsville, 1 in Muskoka Lakes. Included in the new cases reported today are 41 unvaccinated, 6 partially vaccinated, and 95 fully vaccinated people. There are 1,080 active cases in the region. Two people have been hospitalized since yesterday's report for a total of 24 Simcoe Muskoka residents currently hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 17,215 cases of COVID-19 with 15,851 of those cases recovered and 284 cases ending in death. About 75% of the entire population of Simcoe Muskoka has been fully vaccinated. Currently, 84% of the population that is 5 years of age or older has received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. Active outbreaks. Current school outbreaks in Simcoe County include Barry and Springwater St. Catherine of Siena Catholic School, Barry, declared December 16, 1 case Codrington Public School, Barry, declared December 15, 3 cases the Good Shepherd Catholic Elementary School, Barry, declared December 15, 2 cases Hewitts Creek Public School, Barry, declared December 15, 7 cases St. Monica's Elementary School, Barry, declared December 15, 2 cases Wamaka Elementary School, Barry, declared December 14, 2 cases Huronia Centennial Elementary School, Mvale, declared December 13, 4 cases St. Michael the Archangel Elementary School, Barry, declared December 10, 4 cases Chris Hadfield Public School, Bradford, declared December 9, 6 cases Emma King Elementary School, Barry, declared December 9, 4 cases Ardagh Bluffs Public School, Barry, declared December 8, 5 cases Algonquin Ridge Elementary School, Barry, declared December 8, 6 cases Holly Meadows Elementary School, Barry, declared December 3, 8 cases Mvale District High School, Mvale, declared DEC 2, 5 cases La Source Elementary School, Barry, declared December 2, 7 cases Willow Landing Elementary School, Barry, declared December 2, 3 cases Innisdale Secondary School, Barry, declared November 29, 8 cases Forest Hill Public School, Midhurst, declared November 19, 20 cases Trillium Woods Elementary School, Barry, declared November 18, 8 cases Terry Fox Elementary School, Barry, declared November 10, 14 cases Bradford and Innisfil St. Charles Catholic Elementary School, Bradford, declared December 15, 4 cases St. Angela Merici Catholic Elementary School, Bradford, declared December 6, 10 cases St. Teresa of Calcutta Elementary School, Bradford, declared December 6, 2 cases Killarney Beach Public School, Lefroy, declared December 6, 17 cases Midland, Penetanguishene, Tay, Tiny Georgian Bay District Secondary School, Midland, declared December 15, 3 cases Tay Shore Public School, Victoria Harbour, declared December 8, 7 cases Aurelia, Oro Medonte, Severn Orchard Park Elementary School, Aurelia, declared December 14, 7 cases Notre Dame Elementary School, Aurelia, declared December 13, 7 cases East Oro Elementary School, Hawkstone, declared December 9, 11 cases Marchmont Public School, Aurelia, declared December 3, 4 case New Tecumseh and Isa Monsignor Gironin Elementary School, Beaton, declared December 14, 3 cases Father F.X. O'Reilly Elementary School, Tottenham, declared December 14, 4 cases Our Lady of Grace Elementary School, Angus, declared November 29, 8 cases Collingwood, Clearview, Wasaga Beach Worsley Elementary School, Wasaga Beach, declared December 8, 7 cases Other Unnamed Private School, Simcoe County, declared December 6, 9 cases Unnamed Private School, Simcoe County, declared November 26, 33 cases Outbreaks now declared over St. Joseph's High School, Barry, 3 cases Other ongoing outbreaks reported in Simcoe County include 3 childcare facilities, 1 with 3 cases, 1 with 2 cases, and 1 with 5 cases. A group home, declared December 15, 3 cases. Warrington Retirement Lodge, Stainer, declared December 10, fewer than 5 resident cases, and fewer than 5 staff cases. 4 unnamed shelter in Simcoe County, 1 with 6 cases, 1 with 7 cases, 1 with 9 cases, and 1 with 26 cases. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on December 17. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate weekly incidence rate percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine adj Tosarantio 268,260 the 2nd of December 15 2,261 51 76.5% Barry 5,935 5, 401,133 the 11th of December 16 3, 869,128.85.7%, Bradford W.G. 2,472,2,355.40, the 1st of December 16,563.80.85.6%, Clearview 191,173.5, the 2nd of December 13,271.47.84.4%, Collingwood 323,308, the 4th of December 16,1309.89.3%, ESA 668,629.6, the 2nd of December 16,2771.50.75%, Innisfil 1,592.1490.21, the 2nd of December 16,3,861,114.84.6%, Midland 295,255.6, the 1st of December 16,611,115.87%, New Tecumseth 1,793,1727, the 19th of December 16,4,235.59.80.2%, Aurelia 578,495.10, the 1st of December 16,710,124.89.4%, Oro Medant 370,307.6, the 2nd of December 16,586,163.84%, Penetanguishene 265,251, the 8th of December 13,2750.90.4%, Remara 170,160, the 1st of December 15,1626.86.5%, Severn 170,138, the 3rd of December 16,134,113.85.1%, Springwater 485,407, the 2nd of December 16,263,149.91.6%, Tay 172,158, the 3rd of December 16,1534.71.87.3%, Tiny 181,167, the 2nd of December 16,1349.37.79.6%, Wasaga Beach 418,405, the 1st of December 16,1763.34.86.5%, Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital. Weekly COVID-19 incidence rate per 100,000 by municipality for week of December 5. N.A. indicates fewer than 5 cases in a week.